California's reservoirs are so dry from a historic drought that regulators warned it's possible the state's water agencies won't get anything from them next year. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. This year, unusually hot, dry conditions caused nearly 80% of that water to either evaporate or be absorbed into the parched soil, part of a larger drought that has emptied reservoirs and led to cuts for farmers across the western United States. California has joined the vast majority of states setting up a way to strip the badges of police officers who act criminally or with bias. California's reforms also will limit the use of rubber bullets during protests. California Parks authorities voted Thursday to rename a popular park in Northern California to include its traditional Yurok name after a request from the state's largest tribe. The State Parks and Recreation Commission voted unanimously to change the name from Patrick's Point State Park to Sue Meg State Park after hearing testimony from tribal leaders about the cultural importance of the site. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A Humboldt County jury found 29-year-old Marquise Dwayne Shirley of Eureka guilty of first-degree residential burglary, also gun possession and assault. Authorities say he and another person rushed inside a motel room, struck a man with a pistol, pointed the pistol at a woman, and then removed cash and marijuana from her purse. The DA's office making a choice on whether to accept a plea offer from triple murder suspect Mauricio Johnson. The announcement will be on hold, though, for a few weeks. Johnson accused of shooting three people to death in February. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.